It was difficult to concentrate. Matt was copying the symbols from the other side of the clay disc, while Robin and Jane went through books and papers and manuscripts, comparing old scripts with the symbols Matt had already copied. His mind kept wandering. He thought of what Robin must have seen, what she must have done. Had she really lived through two world wars? He remembered her describing the Russians tipping their gold into a deep lake, how she sounded like she'd been there and seen it. He felt somehow cheated that she could be so much older than him. He thought she was a friend. She was still a friend, he decided. Nothing would change that. He liked her. He liked her a lot. Only, and it was a big only, and it made him think of Dad. Even so, he almost missed it. He actually copied the symbol, mechanically, without really looking at it, just letting his hand do the work. Only as he paused and checked back over what he'd done, did Matt see it. The shape was different from the others because it looked more like a letter than an abstract symbol, like a capital E, but with a line across the top. He hesitated, wondering why it looked familiar. Was there a similar symbol on the other side of the disc? Or had he seen it in one of the books that Robin had hunted at? The answer came like Robin had said, like a pattern, like a jigsaw slotting suddenly into place to give a bigger picture that the individual pieces didn't show. Matt felt the blood draining from his face. He shivered. I think we've got a problem, he said, and explained what had just occurred to him. Robin and Jane each examined the clay disc closely. Could be a coincidence, Jane said, but she didn't sound convinced. What do you think, Matt? Robin asked. It's LFT, he told them. Has to be, doesn't it? It's Dad's shorthand symbol for Let's Find Treasure. The capital letters all laid over each other. Go on, Robin said. She was watching him closely, and Matt guessed that she had known in an instant what that meant, though he had to work it out. So this isn't a clay copy of the disc that we found. I think this is the original disc, he held it up. But that isn't thousands of years old, Aunt Jane pointed out. No, it isn't. And since it has Dad's own shorthand on it, his mark, he must have made it. Why? I was wondering that too. It didn't strike me before, and it should have. Why did Dad have a clay copy of the disc rather than an impression? Or a plaster copy taken from a mould he'd made? I mean, how would he copy the disc in clay? Go on, Aunt Jane prompted.